Commentator Amy Alexander never quite mastered the art of swimming, but watching her kids learn has made her consider taking on the challenge again.
My children are learning to swim, something I wish I'd done at an early age. Back in my day, swimming lessons were a luxury, something the suburban kids did. In my working-class neighborhood in San Francisco, no one I knew had a pool, and certainly no one was skilled or brave enough to swim in the frigid, tumultuous Pacific Ocean. For a couple of summers, though, my siblings and I did take free swimming lessons provided by the local Department of Parks and Recreation. We would meet up at our local city playground one morning each week, and team leaders would take us by municipal transit to a nearby city-run pool. There, I learned the basics of swimming. My first go-round in 1976, when I was 13, took place during the summer of Jaws. You may recall that that great movie caused widespread panic and anxiety from coast to coast. Even though I knew intellectually that there was no way a killer great white shark could be lurking in the enclosed concrete expanse of Larsen Pool, my every nascent lesson was wrought with gut-wrenching anxiety. I made it through that first 8-week course and even took another round the next summer. But somehow those lessons didn't stick, undoubtedly because I failed to follow up with regular visits to Larsen Pool on my own time. Now, of course, as an adult, I regret not having buckled down during my teen years. Oh, I can float very well, dog paddle like a champ, and for the most part manage to not drown. But tread water? Stroke, kick, and breathe cleanly as I propel myself across the water? Not a chance. But recent Centers for Disease Control statistics showing that Black American children aged 5 to 19 years drown at twice the rate of white children have increased my sense of urgency about improving my children's abilities. Thus, for the past few years, I've enrolled my children in local YMCA swimming programs. My daughter was 3 when she began. From the bleachers at the pool in the Boston neighborhood where we lived at the time, I marveled at her fearlessness. She dunked. She sputtered. She learned to float with and without a flotation device. She also learned, to my great pleasure, that she could not talk her way around doing what the instructor wanted her to do. It was tough going that first time, but gradually, after several rounds of those 8-week sessions, my daughter developed both the skill and discipline necessary for efficient swimming. Now 7 years old, she's a confident swimmer, a leggy, bronze-skinned mermaid in matching pink tankini and goggles. And now my son is 3 years old and starting his first lessons. Like my daughter, he too is fearless. He dunks. He sputters. He even, curiously, seems obsessed with learning to backfloat, even before he's mastered the regular face-down float. The first time he did this, slowly but steadily leaning his body backward into the shallow kiddie pool, I freaked out. He's had a history of ear infections, and I envisioned all manner of nasty outcomes as the cool, clear water rose above his ears. But he laughed and did it again, and again, and again. And these many weeks later, I've seen no signs of the dreaded fevers that indicate ear infections. But now that he's in formal lessons, he's realizing that it's just as much fun to float face down, too. And I'm contemplating returning to those lessons that I never finished. For one thing, it's always a good policy to finish what you start. And for another, I'll need to be able to keep up with these kids as they swim along in life.
Amy Alexander is an author and media critic living in Silver Spring, Maryland.